Well, he was talking about Tom Macbeth, and that is the perfect segue for my next guest. No stranger to stages across this country, Tom Macbeth is celebrating his 40th year in Canadian theatre. He's performed in recent years on the Belfry stage in Where the Blood Mixes and Messa. This year, he's here to play the role of one of the most famous characters in literature, Ebenezer Scrooge. Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you.
So what did you make of the question? Tom, would you like to play Ebenezer Scrooge?
Well, I often get surprised by directors. As a freelance actor, you basically work where you're asked to work. And when directors who like my style of acting phone up and ask me to do these things, I'm often quite surprised because I still feel like I'm 25. And Ebenezer Scrooge is not quite that. There's a little part of me that's insulted, but at the same time, it makes me face reality.
When you started, did you have to clear your mind of, the ghost of Scrooge past, you know, whether it was from film or seeing theater productions or even television commercials from your mind?
Well, I suppose I had a general idea of who Scrooge was, but as soon as you step into the novel with the sense, or the play with the sense that you're going to play this guy, all that disappears. You don't have to clean your mind of it. It just disappears, and this journey starts.
Now, Scrooge, the ghosts, Bob Cratchit, and of course Tiny Tim are the best-known characters in this story. Who else do we meet that you feel is important to Scrooge's journey?
He has two visitors in his counting house. Well, he has Cratchit's there under his thumb. He has two other visitors, Fred, his nephew, and a man who's asking for donations for Christmas. I think that those two men, and follows on with that Cratchit becomes part of that, is that night he goes to sleep. It's residues of what those two men have said. Scrooge says, you know, there's nothing you can get out of Christmas. And he says, no, I think there is. Christmas is the one time of year when men and women seem by one consent to open their shut up hearts freely and think of those beneath them as fellow travelers to the grave, and not another race of people bound on other journeys. And Scrooge actually applauds that in his backhanded way, but I think it may be very much a part of whatever happens to him that night.
That's interesting, because he says to something, Scrooge says to him something like, you're quite a speaker, sir. I wonder you don't go to Parliament.
Go to Parliament.
That's the backhanded way.
Yeah.
But in fact, you think it actually really got under his skin.
I think it does. The fact that he says, you're quite a powerful speaker, sir. So he's obviously listened to what the man said.
So working on this production, have you discovered anything about the story you didn't know before?
Oh, tons. I didn't know very much about the story. The one thing that us in our higher education missed out as an image for Scrooge was Scrooge McDuck, which I had a connection with. But I realize, working on this play and going back into the novel, that when you spend 3 or 4 months with a novel, it's pretty profound what you get out of it. And I can see why people will continue to read that year after year after year after year and find more and more and more in it, deeper and deeper and deeper human connections.
Tom Macbeth is playing Ebenezer Scrooge. Tom, thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you.
That was Tom Macbeth, also known as Ebenezer Scrooge, on stage starting tonight at the Belfry Theatre. And before him, we heard Michael Shimata, the artistic director of the Belfry Theatre. I was speaking to them at the Belfry Before Play event on the weekend, and we'll hear more voices from that in the weeks to come. For tickets, you can go online to belfry.bc.ca.